as soon as it starts.
Good way to start the episode.
I got like a Charlie horse in my foot.
Sam's got a Charlie stuck in his foot.
Stupid anyway, Charlie.
Anyways, hey everybody.
I podcast.
It's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
This is episode 28.
There's no close matches.
Sorry, I didn't even sing into it. You can't just do the first like 2 seconds.
I don't know how to sing
the song. I don't know all of it.
I don't know all of it either.
If anybody knows the Ferris Bueller song,
you go like this, and Mike's way down here. Do you remember what I said beforehand?
Do I have to talk right here?
You just don't hold it directly in front of your mouth.
I feel more comfortable right here.
Just inch right. Closer. Done. Rest it on your stomach.
Inch? Alright. I'm sorry. Sorry, guys.
There you go. It's been a while for Sam since being on the cast.
It has been. I think my last one was episode 3, 4?
I don't know. We're on 28.
We're on 28 now?
I'm sure you've been on more than...
Yeah, you were on the Angela and...
Oh, yeah,
Ellie
one.
That was like 11.
Okay. Wow.
And
it's been a long time.
Yep.
How about that song?
That intro was...
that intro song was
catchy.
I can't even pronounce the guy's name. I've tried multiple times just by myself. It's Neil something, like Sinigara.
We'll go with Neil.
His name's Neil. The song's name is Brody Quest.
Brody Quest.
It's about Adrian Brody, if you were wondering.
Adrian Brody.
Just YouTube that, and you'll find an amazing video.
Don't you put a link at the bottom?
I don't know, Sam.
Sorry.
You're not interviewing me with that.
I want the headset.
The headset didn't work out very well.
Yeah, it didn't. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That episode was a bust. I don't know what else you could be able to put it on.
Oh, well, it's okay.
Yeah. I'm just going to have to deal with it. There you go.
It's like a meat in the trip there.
Yep. It's like a popsicle.
Popsicle. That's what I was thinking of.
Like a meat popsicle.
A plastic one.
Or a big plastic one that you talk into.
I feel like I'm going to hold it like this now. You like that works? Does that work? It works.
Can you hold it? You won't be able to hold it there.
Yeah, you're not going to hold it there
the whole hour.
I guarantee the next 10 minutes you're not going to want to hold it there anymore.
It's like one of those old boxer mics.
All right. How much?
High five.
So well, that's just win-win for both sides.
Yes, it does.
I'm down for that. Let's see how long I can hold this microphone over my head.
So it's 3 minutes and 15 seconds into the podcast.
And we've talked about nothing.
Yeah, and Sam is holding the microphone one hand above his head, hanging it down. So
see how long I can do this.
Yeah, I'm curious as well.
I gotta give it another 2 minutes.
Yeah. 2 minutes? Can I switch hands?
Don't agree with me.
Okay. Maybe 2 minutes.
Oh, 10 minutes may have been a little too much.
This is actually kind
of relevant to back in my junior year of high school. I had Mr. Rice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this big old gangster dude that sat in front of the class who would always give Mr. Rice shit. And Mr. Rice finally told him, he goes, you know what? Fine, I bet you I will give you $50 by the end of the class if you can hold this stapler straight out in front of you with one hand the rest of the class. Kid thought he was hot shit. He thought he could do it. He goes, stapler, that's not heavy. I can hold that out. He held it out, just straight out. Fucking 10 minutes later, he was just like sitting there like, cringing. Yeah. Mr. Rice was like, what's wrong, big guy? And it was awesome.
It's kind of like in The Punisher. He gives him that grenade and he says, all right, you can't drop your hand at all.
And yeah.
He lets go.
That's exactly what I thought of.
Then,
again.
Boom.
Yep.
Except I'm holding a microphone, so it's okay.
Yeah, except for when it falls, it's just going to make a loud noise, and it's going to make me really...
It's going to be like...
No, not do that.
All right, I'm sorry.
So, Sam's back in town, everybody.
I'm back
Surprise.
In town. Yay! Actually, I'm still
visiting.
In Sacramento.
Yeah.
I'm just here somehow. It's magic. That's what Hogwarts is doing to us.
I was going
to
say, we're surrounded by magic lately.
It's magical.
Yeah. Hogwarts brings people together.
This is true. I actually think I started Hogwarts after... the last podcast.
Really?
Has it been that long?
So we never talked about. Have you not talked about Hogwarts on the podcast?
I don't think so. Not yet.
I do have to. I'm a little ashamed.
There's no one around anymore. I mean, obviously, I'm more than happy having you around, but having a third guest around is hard.
Yeah.
You know, fucking Sam, you moved away. Nick moved away. Chris is living down in Bakersfield. Allie moved away.
Yeah. We can do it over Skype. I'm down. Because I would,
you got to get a better mic.
I was having nights off. I just got to get that mic from Nick.
Yeah, and Mr. when you use Tidwell, it, you got to hold it.
Give me the mic.
Okay, phone. You know I can't leave it dangling or.
I'll put it in a cup or something right in front of my face. So
Jose did that too when I was doing it with him. He put it on top of a cup and like put tape over it or some shit. I don't know.
I was just gonna say I can't. Never mind. I'll show you later.
Can't do it.
Microphone
on the air.
Is still successfully over my head.
Yeah. So.
Hopefully the levers are good.
I hope so.
Yeah, I think it's good. We're good.
Yeah, just keep it, you know, kind of direct.
Yeah.
Every now and then.
Don't ruin this for us.
It's very important to us.
You can just delete me out of this if it's that bad.
I'll just mute you. The entire
just muted the entire time you guys are talking to me, but nothing.
Yeah. So, I'm recreating Hogwarts inside of Minecraft.
It's,
for those who don't
it's
know.
It's quite ridiculous.
It's massive.
It's I'm trying to... You can't do it, can you? He's crumpling. You can't do it. His arm's bending. See, the thing is, too, since you have that above your heart, it's just going to start draining blood out as well. It's going to get harder and harder to pump that blood up there.
Oh,
that's just going to waste energy.
Yeah.
It's pumping blood now because I got something moving it.
You just... All right. You do whatever you need to do, all right? The mic's just getting slower. I have words I can use them. Further and further away from your mouth.
I know words.
I've read the dictionary.
Twice.
Backwards.
Chuck Norris is counted to infinity twice.
I was there.
Were you?
Boring.
Wow. I heard a funny Chuck Norris joke the other day, but I forgot it was. Just to let you know.
It's weird because they're not really funny anymore. if you heard a funny
when
one.
When you hear a new one, they're normally funny. I think it's funny. It's a good, like, 10 seconds. Ah, that was good.
Just like, eh.
Why are we friends again?
That was clever.
That was a very smart thing you just said.
And didn't they have Manning jokes for a little while?
Stop spinning it, Sam, please.
Meet Spin.
MikeSpin.com.
I think they had Peyton Manning jokes for a while, too.
Probably. I think they tried to.
No, it was Favre jokes. That's what it was.
Oh, Brett Favre.
Brett Favre jokes. Those are kind of funny.
Yeah.
Brett Favre anyways, was born with
back to back to the Minecraft thing. I'm basically building Hogwarts to scale.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm very glad I get to help build this.
Yeah.
As much as I can.
Yeah.
Because it's so intense. Like, watching it and seeing it on YouTube, it makes you just feel, wow, I helped.
Yeah, I do. I'm doing time lapses of all the builds so you can see it from start to finish, and you can find those by just YouTubing my name, which is Potato Orgy.
I, on the other hand, have not helped at all.
No, no, you have not.
Terry's
no.
building.
I logged in once and I was there, and I don't remember going there, but that's about it.
Yeah, that was weird.
New spawn point.
When I open up the server, I'm probably going to change that to the spawn point.
Yeah.
And what I think I'm going to do to prevent griefers...
Open up the server? Just for anybody?
Yeah, after I'm done, I'm making it public.
Why?
To let people walk around.
I do not.
Everybody wants to see it.
I don't care.
You got to let me finish my sentence
okay,
here.
Sorry, continue.
All the new people are going to have the... technically, it's called the band group.
Yeah.
And so when they come in, they're going to have no commands. They can't attack anything and they can walk around.
Oh, cool. I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah,
so it's pretty much just hey, come visit for a minute.
Exactly.
Then get out.
And then I'm probably going to get us a new IP after that, because I'm going to change the port back to a private one.
Yeah,
so no one else can come back in.
Yeah,
so
too bad you can't copy it somehow, so you can have like one that just people can come look at, and then another one that we can go fuck around.
One people can come look at and vandalize.
You put the block on it just so only so you can just look at stuff. You can just walk around, I guess, like...
Yeah.
I would like to see a player-modified Hogwarts.
Especially if you got...
A player-modified Hogwarts.
Yeah.
Just let people in and see what they do.
Just give them, like, the exclamation point and give command and just go for it.
Go do whatever you want.
Hogwarts is the designated fuck area.
It's going to be on fire the next time you see
imagine
it.
Big
chunks
on,
missing
man,
out of
soup
it.
Soup kitchens everywhere.
Imagine if somebody came on and, like, did all this crazy, like, improvements. That'd be tight. But
improvements.
Really
yeah,
this is not going to be any improvements.
But like,
I'm making this shit perfect.
It's true, you are.
As best as I possibly can in Minecraft.
I wish there was a way to make a table.
Mm.
Yeah.
Instead of just a piece of wood.
You don't even have to tell me that. I'm fully aware of this problem. I want to be able to make tables.
Tables would be nice. But, oh well.
That's a good drink.
Hopefully more and more things will come out. And yeah. It'll kind of make it better. Tables.
I need tables.
We need tables.
We need tables at work.
Notch, we need tables. Give us tables.
Speaking of that, demanding Notch stuff.
What's Notch?
Notch is the creator of Minecraft.
Oh, okay. I'm sure he has so many people bugging him all the time.
Though. Oh, yeah. No, he does.
You know how the site was down for a couple days ago?
DDoS attack.
And apparently it was from players of Minecraft that were like, oh, Notch doesn't do enough updates, so we're going to keep attacking him until he updates Minecraft.
Wait, attacks? Yeah. Like what?
Yeah, I don't understand that either. I read through like a few articles about it, and I was like, I don't understand the point.
That doesn't make any sense.
So what are these not, like, attacks? Like, how are they attacking?
What's called DDoS attack is like basically when it, I don't know, they get...
It's basically like a dude has control of a few thousand...
10 minutes.
Computers. 10 minutes.
He's still going strong.
No, you got
I did
five
it.
More seconds.
I did it at 12:40 or something like that. Okay.
It was...
I'm still holding strong. Okay.
Now,
10 minutes.
There you go.
Okay.
All right.
You're good.
We're gonna. It's gonna.
You're
stay.
Just gonna. Keep
I'm gonna see how long until my arm collapses.
All right. Well.
So it's an attack.
It's like, how did he put it?
It's basically a bunch of people, like starting making accounts, but never going through with them. So they're just staying inside of that stage.
Right.
And it overloads the system, so much so that it crashes the whole system. Until they stop doing that, and no one else can get back on.
Yeah, that makes good sense, because he's server's crashing, so he can't do anything because he's fixing the crash server.
No, yeah, it's distracting him from working more on the updates instead of, you know...
Wow. I wonder how much money he's making from this.
Oh, he's made millions.
He's a multimillionaire now.
That's from... How long is it? Has the game
been
out? A couple years?
For a year and a half.
$10 a game?
He never used to charge, though. No. It started off just as creative, and then there was a creative survival, and both were free. And then when survival went to alpha, that's when he started charging.
Okay.
And that's been about a year.
Survival's pretty cool. It's different, but it's cool.
Love it.
I love survival.
I don't. I always die. I always lose all my shit. And
so you gotta get better.
And I just get pissed.
You better get better now, because as soon as he fixes health, I'm turning everything on hardcore, and we're playing that shit.
Nice.
Wait, in our thing? So like zombies will be there and everything?
Yeah. Monsters will be there. We're actually going to do survival.
Why?
And I'm going to take away all the warp commands. I'll give you guys still, like, set
can
home.
Can you make, like, a second server we do that on?
No.
I do not want this. I just want to play and just build stuff. I don't want to die and fight monsters.
Well, log on when it's daytime. Build then it, and when home. It starts going nighttime, log off and come back, you know, 5 minutes later.
I'll just have to hide in my houses.
Yes.
Yeah, just build a nice fort, and once you're inside, you're good to go, and then you just build inside.
I have a lot of glass. I have a lot of diamonds, so I can just build diamond armor.
No one's breaking through that.
We should all have a sufficient amount of diamond by now.
I have like 15, unless Joe
took
it. You
have 16, I think. 16,
unless Joe took it.
I have like
Did he
4.
Find a place?
I don't know, I thought you were saying he said he was about to take it.
Yeah, but I took it out and put it inside your...
Oh, yeah, and I think I put I think I put one of those little hidden blocks in front of it, or I was trying to. We never got to it, that's what. We got too big into teleporting instead of for me to go back there and build it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, anyways.
Yeah.
We shouldn't do survival mode, that would suck.
I love survival mode. I think we should
do it.
We're
gonna
do it.
Like, it's just no choice.
But there's still no way to do the minecarts, though, huh?
Well, I'm assuming if he can fix the health thing, he'll probably be able to fix the mine as well. Because those are both major problems.
Oh, okay.
Like, they're both really big things, and I think if he can figure out the way around doing one, then he might be able to find a workaround with the mine carts.
Okay.
Because all that stuff works in single player. Yep, there it is.
Oh.
About 13 minutes.
My God, my arm hurts. Sleep. Sorry. Okay. Right.
13 minutes.
So what's wrong with the health? I didn't know anything was wrong with the health.
The health is you're invincible.
Yeah, I thought that was just multiplayer.
No. Oh. No, that's a bug. That's something that's just not working.
I hate health.
In that game. There wasn't even mobs until, I don't know, 2 months ago.
Mobs suck.
Like, before Terry and all of them started playing, when it was just me playing, I remember the update came and it was like, mobs! And I'm like, what?
I hate it because I'll be inside of a cave and then... Bam, something attacks me, and then I'm, like, dead.
Oh, you're talking about single player.
Single player. Then I'm dead. I lose everything, and I'm like, fuck. Well, now I gotta go back there, and so half my stuff is missing already. And I get it. And so I get a few things. My sword might be missing. And then I'm like, all right, well, the same guy's going to attack me again, and I'm dead again. And I have to come back, and I do the same thing. And I keep doing it until I eventually kill this fucker. And I just keep dying. And so then I hit disconnect and go to multiplayer, and build stuff.
I'll have to show you the way I run my single player. Because the way I run it is more... It's safer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like...
I just have my house... And I've been just digging into it. I've just been building myself a cave inside of my house, and I keep finding these huge caves. And then mobs are in there, and I keep killing them. And then
the way you approach single player is completely different than multiplayer, obviously. In single player, you basically have to crawl everywhere.
Yeah.
Like when you're caving and stuff, you've got to check, look around, hear anything. If you don't hear anything, go one step at a time, look around, put a torch. You know, go one more step down, look around, put a torch. You know, you got to make sure everything's all right before you go in there, because a creeper could be fucking chilling there, you know?
Is the creepers the jumpers, right? The ones that bounce.
Jumping penises, yeah.
And they go, boom.
They go, and they explode.
I like to get creepers when they're chasing me. I'll get them to a place that I want to dig at, and then I'll just take the damage, and then I'll just explode, and then I...
Come on here! Come on here! Yeah, that's one way of doing it. Or you could kill them, collect the gunpowder to make TNT. And then you can...
But I can't find clay. It's clay, right? Clay.
No.
It's sand.
Sand.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's good powder and sand.
I've been trying to get clay, but I can't find it in multiplayer. Anywhere. I look so much.
It's only on beaches, you know.
I know. I'm always on the beach. Super beaches.
You, gotta just take a boat.
Yeah.
And go exploring for a bit.
And go. Just get in your boat and go.
The lake house didn't have any... Mike.
Wasn't a beach, that was a lake.
That where you put the teleporter? Sorry, never mind. Yeah. We shouldn't be talking about this because nobody else knows what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Clay is harder to find than diamond, in a sense. Because diamond's everywhere down below.
Yeah.
But clay can only be found on beaches.
But all the clay that I would need to build a brick house would be retarded, so...
Yeah, you actually do need a good amount of clay. But every clay block drops like five or six things.
Oh, okay.
So...
You still need to find a lot. Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah.
You do.
That's stupid. Stupid game.
Yeah.
So stupid, yet it's addictive. Love-hate relationship with me.
It's a huge love-hate thing. I'm loving it right now just because of the...
I'm loving to hate it. I'm hating to love it? That's it.
Loving it.
Love it.
Just regular.
I'm a double love it.
Yeah. Double.
With both my penises.
You don't just... start fisting them. You gotta go like this. And then you start fisting them.
That's a good hand gesture, and I'm glad they can't see that.
It's on Tosh.0. Alright.
I'm sure a few of our listeners probably watch that show.
Yeah. That's my favorite show.
Yeah.
That's why I wake up in the morning.
That's why I can go on in life.
Yawn, brush your teeth, take a shower, sit down, watch some Tosh.
Yeah. Now it's Tosh Tuesdays, not Wednesdays. South Park's on Wednesdays.
The double T's.
Double T's. New South Park's been okay. It's been pretty funny, though.
I haven't seen any of them.
Snooki one Shmush Mush.
I saw that one. That one was all right. The Jersey Shore one.
Yeah. The Inception one was okay.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Oh, okay. Of course they got an Inception.
Last season was ridiculously funny.
Yeah.
And this one, I think they're just trying too hard to get it that funny, but it just hasn't been.
I think South Park always starts off a little slow.
Yeah.
But, like, mid-season to the end, they're good to go.
Yeah.
So.
Man, I can't wait. Oh, wait, it's... I think... No, never mind, we're good.
It's Saturday.
So I got Wednesday. I got watched this last episode. Yeah. Only live. I watch, like, two TV shows. That's South Park and Tosh. And sometimes it's Always Sunny, but I just record it and forget about it and not watch it.
Yeah. Always Sunny and Lie to Me are the two that I try to watch every single time.
I always watch Lie to Me on Hulu.
Same here.
Yeah, I watch pretty much everything on Hulu, except Always Sunny, because it's so behind on Hulu.
Yeah, it's really far behind.
Hulu pisses me off so much, because they always have commercials. And
they're up to two commercials now. It used to be just
some of them are like a minute and a half
second.
Now.
They're louder.
Yeah, that's... Well,
no, commercials always are louder than regular show. But Hulu started with the commercials softer. That's one thing I noticed immediately off the bat, like, when they first started.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit, I can barely hear this commercial. Mm-hmm. And I was just thinking to myself, this is amazing. And then, like, 2 months after that, they're like...
Even South Park Studios, like, you'd be watching it, or, like, I'll just go through, and then it's just like, bam! And then, no. And did it's you, like quiet, and I'm like, I'm like, well, going to bed, trying to watch this, and I hit the next episode.
Scares me.
And it's super loud, it wakes me up, and then I'm just like, all right, well, I'm going to watch this episode now.
There was a, they were trying to get some bill in Congress to make it so people, advertisers can't do that. They can't boost the volume on their commercials, and it has to remain the same.
Actually, when level. I see those, I don't want to buy that product because it pissed me off.
Yeah, exactly.
I stopped drinking Heineken because Hulu was always doing these Heineken
How
commercials.
How retarded are shoe commercials now, by the way?
Shoe commercials?
I saw one just a few minutes ago. And it was those, I think it was Reebok. Reebok or Adidas, I don't know what they are, but it's the ones with like the weird like pumps on the back.
Yeah.
Or girls' butts. I don't know how they related the shoe to the butt, but apparently it exercises some muscle that goes from your foot to your butt.
I remember seeing that.
Yeah. Foot right butt up. Muscle. I think that's what the technical term was.
Speaking of things for the butt, have you seen? It's like okay. So you know how they have like the bras, the padded bras. Now they have padded underwear.
Padded bra butt. Oh, wait, yeah, no, I saw that. It's like fucking like inserts.
It's like panties with these inserts, so you have a bigger butt, and it has more
it
of
looks
a
like
pop
shit
to it.
Too.
Yeah, they look retarded. Like, but I remember it was like late night TV. I was watching, I don't know, some porn online
was,
or something,
right
and it came right up,
commercial.
And it was just. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, she's totally
but
into
it.
It was
call them booty
it
bombers.
Was so funny.
Oh, you got the new booty bomber? 2011 model.
Or did you see that one? The guy from The Hangover, the little Asian dude that was in the back of the car.
Mm-hmm.
And now
yeah,
he has one that's it's like an Adidas commercial, and he's like dancing.
I only watched it because Dwight Howard's in it.
Oh yeah, it's funny though because he's just like
I don't know.
It's just
he's
him
in his big like gold foil
everything
tracksuit.
Yeah, gold house. He pulls out these shoes.
Yeah. Hey Dwight, play that song. No. I like Dwight Howard a lot. He's funny.
Dwight Howard.
He's a basketball player.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's a tall black dude, and he's just funny. I watched his like little Adidas like
play
like,
that song
like,
I like.
like single thing where it's just like one on one with him. Just listening to him talk is just funny as hell because he doesn't really get across any points. He just kind of talks about, man, these shoes are light. These shoes are so light.
These are light shoes. This here
but I
is
like
a
him.
Tasty
he's
burger.
Because he's been in a few other commercials aside from that one that are all pretty funny. Like he was in, who's that guy, Charles Barkley?
Yeah.
He goes, hey, Dwight. And then Lou kept saying that to me. Like every time I'd come in, he goes, sup, Dwight?
Oh, man.
Apparently, I'm going to try to get Lou on the podcast soon, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He's been saying, I guess, to Israel that he wants to do it.
No way.
He wants Israel to be on the podcast with
Has
him.
Has he been listening?
Is he just going to trash
on I don't know if
Israel?
He's been listening. Lou, if you've been listening, just let me know. I'd rather do it over at your place than mine. Just give me some time, and I'll bring my shit over, and we'll set it up and go.
I've met of Lou, he seems like a funny guy.
Oh, yeah. He's
good. Yeah.
Kind of a smart ass, and tell you how it is.
Yeah, he won't shy away.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I think I've heard him trashing on Israel one day.
That's why I want him on the podcast. And it'll be an hour and a half of just Lou talking shit on Israel like constantly. And then Israel will be like, what? No? And then he'll go, bye. And then Lou will call him a faggot for like, and then explain for the next 45 minutes the process that Israel is a faggot.
If you're listening to this, Israel.
Break it down with science.
Lou science.
I'm trying to think of the science. I don't know.
Yeah, no, that'd definitely be a good podcast.
That
to
would be.
To.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I won't listen to that one.
Yeah.
Next.
I like
podcast.
His personality. I think his personality would carry well over just hearing him, you know? Like, visually, I think it would be pretty funny to see Lou rip on Israel, but. But I think it'll transfer pretty nice.
Yeah.
So it'll be cool whenever we can get that set up.
So you guys have been playing Fallout Vegas.
Fallout New Vegas.
New Vegas.
Yep.
And I want to hear about this because I loved Fallout 3. And I'm still addicted. I had to stop playing it because I've lost.
You haven't even finished it.
No, I am trying to find the, where is it? The Declaration of Independence. And I can't find the right tunnel to get to it. Because I know.
Oh, I hate the subways.
Yeah, the subways. Was oh my kind of god! The part.
And I've been trying to do it. I've even turned clipping off, and so I can just try to walk there, and I can't find it anywhere.
No, because you can't do that because you have to go through the subways.
It has to load
because it loads up the map. That
because I've been I walked. I was standing right where it was, just looking around in between.
And
nothing.
You see, like in through just, buildings. And
yeah,
stuff?
I'm,
yeah,
I'm inside of buildings. It was kind of cool, but it was just. Like an unloaded screen.
I couldn't stand the subways. It's like it's always pointing you in one direction, and then you get there, and it's like, no, I'm at this way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God.
And like so. And they all look the same, so you just get lost all the time. It's just like,
subways are not in New Vegas, thank God.
Yeah, thank you.
You still got to walk a long ways, though.
Yeah.
But
is there still a whole lot of nothing?
Yeah. Well, it's a wasteland.
Except
you
it's
know?
Vegas, too, so you're in the middle of the desert.
Well, you start off on like the borderlands of California.
Oh,
like, the
cool.
Borderline. That's what I wanted to say. Borderline. Line and land mixed together.
So what's in between there? Just random little cities that have been built up, or
you start off getting shot in the face.
Yeah.
Robot saves you.
You're not far from Vegas either.
Yeah. No, I think you can see Vegas in the background.
Yeah, you can see it.
Yeah.
But you said you've been playing it a lot, and you said, I just finally got to Vegas or something like that.
You can go whenever you want, but if you're doing the story, it doesn't even take you there.
Nope, you can't go whenever you want. When you get through, like, there's a town right before it called Freeside, and as soon as you get to the strip, there's, like, chain link fences and, like, barbed wire, and there's a shit ton of security robots around, and they stop you, and they say, let me see your pass, you know, if you try to get into Vegas without a pass, we will fire and kill you. And the pass is 2,000 caps.
Wow.
I'm rolling right now. I got like 8,900 caps after buying that.
How do you make money?
Huh?
How do you get money? I just do the whole thing.
I do quests.
Okay.
You know, I do a lot of side quests. You know, you have to in that game. If you don't, then you don't level up appropriately, and then you do some packs, and like, fuck, my speech level needs to be 50, but I'm at like 12.
I play it on the computer. I cheat. I use all the little codes, and
that's one benefit of playing on the 360. And you get achievements.
I mainly just God mode.
I steal everything.
That's how I make my money.
That's
a built-in aspect of the game.
Yeah.
See, I figured out a balance between the two because I know you like going bad.
Yeah.
Like right off the bat.
Oh
like,
yeah.
You instantly.
First thing I did was help these people take over the town of the people that saved me.
Yeah, the people that saved them. You have a choice of, like, there's people, like, they're called powder gangers.
Yeah.
And they're trying to take over the town, and Terry instantly helped them.
Okay. Right whatever you
it's
want
like
to do.
It's like blowing up Megaton in the first and
kind
three.
Of.
Yeah.
But the Megaton
except
didn't
not
help
as
you,
interesting.
You know, that one. This is, like, basically, you know, killing your saviors.
That's tight.
Yep.
But, no, I'm going good, but I like stealing. So I found a balance that when I kill powder gangers, I gain karma.
Right.
But when I steal stuff, I lose karma.
Right.
So I try to.
So you're stealing stuff from
the
powder
gangers.
Well,
what it does now is it's not so much you're either good or bad. Now it's taking into account both things. Like right now, I do a lot of stealing. In my current save, I didn't help the powder gangers take over the town. Because I did. Yeah, because I started. I've already started over because I didn't like my build.
Yeah.
But,
your build?
Yeah, the way I built my character.
Oh, okay.
Something you wouldn't know since you always cheat. In this game, you have to have a good build. You know, if you're going to go all guns, then you got to get the right skill set.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I found out
I don't do
the higher...
I never edit stats. I never edit stats. I just go right into it, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Like you... Well, we'll get to it in a second, but continue.
Well, yeah. I just figured out that the higher your intelligence, the more skill points you earn per level. So I had to switch to intelligence.
You didn't switch intelligence. You maxed intelligence.
Oh, yeah, I maxed it out.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Is that only in Vegas?
No, it started in 3, and it carried over. But, I stole stuff. Like, I ransacked the town.
Yeah, you did.
But then I saved the town. So now I'm like, my title for that area is Smiling Troublemaker or something like that. It means everybody likes me, but they know I'm bad.
Yeah. Like you're basically the Fonzie
yeah.
of a
okay. Yeah.
Like,
and it's not
you're
even
a douchebag, but people like you.
Yeah.
It's not even that because I stole, because nobody knew I stole. until I accidentally stole something while I was detected. So then the guy came over. You remember that?
Yeah.
Guy came over, man, took everything that I had stolen from the town away from me, and like, told me, you better not do that again.
Yeah. Even, like, and he just walked away.
What if you, yeah, like, have things hidden? Only things on your items, right? Like,
it's only things on you.
Yeah, yeah, it's only on you.
Yeah, but I mean,
he stripped everything I had on me.
Like, you have a certain weight limit. You can't carry that.
Yeah, 200 is your base. Well, I think it's actually 190.
It depends on your strength. Yeah, it depends on your strength. I have 190 right now because I'm flimsy.
I have to have God mode just for that reason because I pick up everything.
Yeah.
Well, that's I like that because it adds, like, a different aspect to the game. Like, you have to micromanage what you carry on you. Right. So I keep my base weapons. And if I ever collect any other weapons, I try to consolidate them, you know, like repair them all so I have one.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and then I go and sell it. If I can't sell it and it's too much for me, I went into that Freeside place. There's a weapon shop there, fucking tailor-made for you. Swear to God, all laser weapons. All laser, yes. All plasma. Every single one of them is perfect condition, comes fully loaded. It's amazing. it's like a fucking surplus store. And the quests that they do for you, you get thousands of caps for them. And I went in there and it's all guarded. There's like 8 people in this tiny little room and they all have fucking huge armor and they take your weapons away now. When you go into certain places, they say, oh, well, a lot of people choose not to steal things if they're unarmed, so that's why we strip your weapons. And they strip your weapons when you go into some casinos, stuff like that. Which is cool. Kind of adds, you know, another little safety factor. But when you're in there, 99.9% of the time you're detected. Right. It doesn't matter where you are. I found this one little place where I can hide behind like a locker and like peek out and I can just barely like select the weapons.
I can just imagine that in like real life. it's some corner stretching out.
I was taking full size laser rifles.
Just stuff it in your shirt.
Like four foot tall.
Okay,
like,
I'm gonna leave now.
You just got out of it? Like
I was hidden, so when I took it then we saw me, and so I took like 7 of these rifles, which are like 400 caps each.
Mm-hmm.
And
can you sell them back to him?
Yeah, yep. I did. I went back to the lady and I was going to sell them to her, but she only carries like 350 caps on her.
Oh yeah,
I was like, motherfucker! And I was over encumbered at the time, so I'm like crawling to a place where I can store them.
Yeah,
and so I ended up just going across the street. And then crawling into, like, this next place is, like, this next bar's bathroom.
Plus, they gave you all your weapons back.
Yeah, they gave me all my weapons back. That's why I was over-encumbered. And so I go across the street into this bathroom and stuff them all into a trash can. And
this is a surplus of electric wear.
I had this one shotgun I found.
People want, if you leave stuff in a box or something, no one's going to take it out.
No,
it'll
no
stay
one
there.
Oh, cool.
Forever.
Indefinitely.
Cool.
Unless you pull a megaton.
Yeah. And blow up the area, yeah. I got this one shotgun called the Big Boomer. It's like this sawed-off shotgun, but it's sold for like 1,400 caps.
Nobody has that much money, though.
Exactly. It was so hard to find somebody that had that money, so I was like, I finally found someone. I was like, oh, fuck. So I ran back to that trash can, grabbed it, and fucking sold it to him. And I just waited a day for the lady to get her caps back and just sold her rifles back one at a time. And, they have this one weird, like, laser plasma rifle that has, like, swords on the front of it. It's fucking crazy. I found
I want that one.
I found a power fist that had blades on it.
Oh, wow.
Fucking, it looked awesome.
That must have been sick.
Yeah.
The Wolverine power fist.
Glove with fucking knives in it. And,
I gotta play that game again.
I know, I kinda wanna go play Fallout 3 now.
Yeah, and,
I think
in this one too, you can also add attachments and stuff to your guns.
Right,
you can get scopes for your guns. You can get like stabilizers.
Yeah.
You can get stuff that increases your ammo capacity. Bunch of stuff. You know, it's
so really cool. I wonder how long until I can get this for PC.
I don't know. It has to be pretty soon.
I know it's pretty soon. It's available, but.
But, yeah, no, it's,
I want to play it really bad. Maybe I should just start playing it without cheating. But I don't have that much time.
Take it slow. It makes it that much better when you complete it. Because you understand the story. You're like, I have all these skill sets now in this game. So when I go into Vegas, you're gonna be ready.
Because, like, right now, I'm doing it. At least when I'm playing Fallout 3, I don't know. I finally got to, the ship. I forget what it's called, But, you know, the big ship with the place.
Yeah.
You're supposed to
Rivet City.
Yeah, you're supposed to be there pretty early in the game.
That's like the third, fourth area.
I've had so many hours in that game, and I
get so distracted.
I just got there. Like, I've been doing all the side quests. I've just been going around stealing shit and killing people. And
the thing that I notice in Vegas is that side quests lead to other side quests.
Yeah,
and
they
to
really
finish
do.
This one side quest, you got to do another one.
Yeah,
I just went through another train, and it didn't give me an achievement, but it gave me a shit ton of experience and a shit ton of caps.
Good.
I love it. I have power armor right now, and I'm able to use it. I went through the power armor training course, yet I've got nowhere close to that part of the game. I just did the clipping, and I went through the wall.
And then you talked to the
And
person.
I just started talking to him, and he was like, all right, here you go. And I was like, yes! But I hate power armor. It's annoying.
Yeah, I don't like power armor in that game.
Me either.
I just use a trench coat.
I like traveling light.
Yeah, I found some recon armor. It's like leather.
Oh, yeah,
some,
the recon.
And it gives me +5 sneak.
What kind of clothes Very do nice. They have? Do they have, like, cool clothes in this game?
Yeah, it's better clothes this time around.
Instead I'm looking of just, for like, a nice suit.
Dirty dress wear or clean dress wear.
I can't find a clean one.
You're not going to buy a clean one.
What's his name? Benny? The guy who shot you?
Yeah, I do now. I didn't know his name before. He was just the guy that shot me.
Yeah. That's not a big giveaway.
No.
I was in his apartment, and fucking every dresser, every closet had a suit and, like, sexy sleepwear.
Heck yeah.
And, of course, I stole the sexy sleepwear, but I wanted another suit that was clean, but you can't find one. It's always dirty or grimy.
I wish, right. like
I don't mind.
I like wearing tenpenny suit.
Hmm? Yeah, suit. A smoking jacket?
Smoke jacket, yeah.
Or, there's so many, like, cool, like, businessmen suits, but they're all dirty. And I don't like that. I want to get like
everything's
a clean,
dirty in the waist
jacket. And it's like, it's
you're not going to find a clean anything.
No.
I don't know why they don't just clean them.
That would be stupid.
They got dirty water already.
Their water is dirty.
And of course, I had to let the zombies into
ghouls
into tenpenny. I didn't want to, but some reason I didn't know what was going on, and I just kind of was like, hey.
Just went along.
And I just like talked to them, and then eventually they like ran in, and I was just like, God.
Oh, no.
And I had to put the ghoul mask on so they didn't attack me. And
I haven't found a ghoul mask yet. I have talked to a ghoul, though.
I talked to a ghoul to give me the ghoul masks in 3.
Is there a ghoul mask in New Vegas?
I don't know yet. I haven't gotten one.
Are there a lot of ghouls?
There's a few. I actually ran across like this whole town that's all irradiated, and you get like +1 rads for a second anywhere in it.
Oh, wow.
And it's just full of NCR ghouls.
They're
dressed up as NCR
really?
Troopers, and they're ghouls. Like, there's a feral one, and, like, there's other ones that, like, run up to you and shoot you and stuff.
So all ghouls, just attack regular people, right?
No, not all of them. Oh. There's good ones. There was one in Megaton in the first one.
Yeah.
At the bar.
And if you're nice to him, then he'd be like,
he'd give you a discount.
Why are you being nice to
him? And then you blow him up.
I didn't blow him up. I just love making
everyone up.
I played there. Through that game 4 times. I blew them up twice.
Me
they,
too.
They love me. I played. I just saved right before, and so I did a good, and then I did a bad.
That's where the dividing line is.
And so I went to Tenpenny, and I just like watched it.
But what Terry was saying is like, karma isn't as big of a deal this time around.
Oh, cool.
But it still factors.
Yeah.
But now there's what would you call them? Clans, I guess.
Yeah, there's factions now.
Factions. And, like, there's the Legionnaires, NCR.
Oh, I'm joining NCR. Join the military.
Oh, dude.
What's
you don't
NCR?
Even know yet. You don't even know.
What's the NCR?
NCR is basically the army.
It's, New California Republic, something
like
that?
Yeah. And,
their flag is, it's the California flag, only the bear has 2 heads.
Yeah, one's, like, roaring, the other one's, like, looking down.
That's awesome.
Funny. Yeah, I'm good friends with the NCR as well. I'm actually friends with the Legionnaires right now, and it's actually pronounced Caesar.
It's Versier. Yep. Nobody knows how to pronounce it.
There's a few people that say Caesar in the game.
Yeah.
When you get up into that place, it's Caesar.
That old man, he's like, oh, his name's Caesar, Caesar, or something like that.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I like the humor in these games.
Yeah. Oh, this one's, the writing's a lot better.
Oh, cool.
Because Obsidian is known for really good writing and storytelling, so it is a good game. I enjoy it thoroughly.
I want them to come out with the new like Oblivion,
Elder Scrolls,
like an Elder Scrolls,
go back to the medieval times.
I like the medieval fighting more.
Yeah, but I don't know. This is doing good right now. I was kind of getting bored with just Fallout, but now that there's Vegas,
Fallout
as well,
3, I'm getting bored on it. That's why I stopped playing it.
You're getting bored because you don't know where you're at, and you haven't even finished it, so you don't even know how the storyline goes.
I think there's zombies.
Storyline's amazing in the first one.
I'm at the ghouls right now.
Yeah, well, I don't know in relation where that is. I mean,
when the ghouls take over 10 pennies, that's about it.
That's really early in the game.
Some random place. And then I'm also doing the Rivet City. My dad just died. Trying to find out that a little bit more. And then I'm also trying to find the Declaration of Independence. And I just don't know what to do, so I'm just trying to finish the Declaration one. And I'm getting very upset with it. Just want this freaking Declaration of Independence.
In this one, there's a new mode called Hardcore Mode.
Oh yeah,
and that's what I was saving until we could talk about it solely. Amazing, it's great. Adds a whole new level of difficulty to the game. It's great.
It's hardcore mode.
It's hardcore mode. Like you can play on hard and then play on hardcore mode as well. Like there's hard, but then there's hard and hardcore mode, and where there's normal with hardcore mode on.
Well, so what? Why is it so hardcore?
It adds survivability into the game. And technically you're always trying to survive, but now it's food, water, sleep.
So you have to eat and sleep and drink.
You have to drink, you have to sleep. If you don't, then you get, like, crazy negatives.
So it's kind of like, remember how, I think Grand Theft Auto tried that in San Andreas, where you had to eat. If you ate a lot, then you'd get
fat. Oh, yeah, yeah,
If you didn't, then you'd get, really, you couldn't run as fast and you'd have like less starving, energy. Kind of the same thing.
I don't think it's going to change your weight. It's just if you don't eat, then you start getting status effects against you.
Wow. So that makes... That must have been intense.
I haven't found it that hard so far. Like, you find food and water everywhere.
Oh, so water's not a scarcity like it was?
I consistently have about 12 bottles of purified water.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
You don't even need just water either. You could... Juice. Eat fruit.
Alcohol.
Or
fresh.
Alcohol, yeah.
Can you drink a lot of alcohol?
You can't do alcohol. Alcohol makes you dehydrated. It adds to your dehydration. As does soda.
Does it get you drunk?
Yeah.
Yes.
What happens when you get drunk in that game?
You get all dizzy and you can't see very well. You need to not do that.
I'm trying to figure out a nice place to hold. My arm's getting tired.
I know. Just because you're talking, though, doesn't mean it's not rubbing against the mic.
Yeah, I know.
You know. But yeah, no, it's a lot of fun. I'm thoroughly enjoying it. Like you can cook food now too.
Yeah,
like if you find extra like bits and pieces, you can make food. You can make medicine.
Some squirrel bits.
Oh, cool.
Make some squirrel bits.
I want to get addicted to drugs in that game.
Dude, I did that in Fallout 3. It was terrible.
Why?
I tried Jet once. Fucking, my guy was addicted immediately.
Really?
Yeah. And, like, when you go through withdrawals, like, your screen gets all faded and, like, you kind of slow down and go... like, kind of lean over and then you kind of recover yourself and then, like, you know, it says you're going through withdrawals right now. Find some Jet.
Oh, wow.
you should strap up right now.
It doesn't do that in God mode, though, huh?
I don't think so, no.
Yeah, that's probably why I've never...
Are you just fucking, like, dove down it? Like, you just stab as much chems as possible?
What else is there? There's Jet, then there's something else, right?
Yeah, there's Psycho.
Yeah, Psycho.
I was always wondering what those were for.
It's just bonus stats, like, makes you stronger and faster for a little while.
Yeah, I've never used them.
But then your family hates you, and
then they kick you out of the house.
Yeah. The ghoul down the street doesn't talk to you.
You used to be horrible. Best friends, but now you're not even speaking.
Your three-headed dog doesn't like you. You're mean to him.
Eat him all the time.
You're just not the same anymore.
I know. It's like the couch is eating you kind of thing, like that commercial.
Just feel flat. You can also repack ammo as well. Like, there's also different types of ammo. There's hollow points and armor piercing now.
Oh, sweet.
Because they brought armor to, like, the next level.
Yeah.
So where if someone's wearing heavy armor, regular bullets won't do anything. You know, it'll take very little damage off at a time.
Oh, cool.
Terry's ran across, like, seven
Everything
giant
scorpions, has armor. Especially scorpions. It's ridiculous.
Races don't.
Oh. No. If you hit them in the right spot, then...
That's kind of in 3, though, like... Some of the guys, like, yeah, if you shot them at, like...
But now there's, like, a little armor emblem that pops up, and then, like, if you're using armor piercing, then it'll show, like, the shield is broken, and, like, you're going through the armor.
So that's cool. You get to make your own bolts kind of a thing?
Yeah, like so if you find, like, casings and stuff, you can go to, like, a reloading station and, like, repack them and make more bullets.
Are they pretty, like... Are they everywhere?
And in hardcore mode as well, they, a lot more stuff has weight. I think it's ammo.
Yeah, it's ammo has weight now.
Is it just ammo?
Well, ammo has always had weight, was my thing about it. Like, but only now, if you don't do hardcore, then it doesn't have weight.
Oh. I've actually had to drop some flamer ammo because I couldn't go any further.
Really?
I found this bottle cap factory.
Flamer ammo?
The flamethrower.
Oh.
It's called a flamer. I went into this bottle cap factory. I just kept finding flamer ammo everywhere, like 200s of them, like just hanging out. And I'm like, I have to take this. This gun's amazing. Why wouldn't I use it?
Yeah.
And then I got over encumbered, and I looked at my ammo, and I had like 800 fucking fuel for it. And I was like, okay, I need to drop some. So I dropped 200, and they're just chilling there still.
It's lying on the ground.
You know, you just go back now.
Yeah, I found the the sarsaparilla stars.
Yeah,
I found the thing where you donate them.
Really?
What's that for?
I don't know.
Where's that? Hmm? Where's that?
It's at a bottle cap factory. It's like the Nuka-Cola factory place or something. You walk in and it's like a vending machine type deal. It's like those fortune tellers, like the little...
Right.
You know, and you just donate it and they're like, sorry, Buckaroo, you don't have enough sarsaparilla stars. No, try again next time.
How many do you have?
Four. It just said donate, so I was like, all right, there you go. And he goes, sorry, you don't got enough, and I still had them. So.
Nice.
I only have seven. No, eight.
I think that's a hoax. Because, like, when I was going through there, I was reading some of the emails and the computers.
Uh-huh.
I know it's invasion of privacy. Get off my back. they were talking about, like, this guy was talking to the CEO or something, and he goes, hey, you know, people are thinking, you know, like, there's this huge old prize or some shit, you know, do you want me to go to the press and debunk this myth or something? And then he got an email back saying, are you fucking crazy? Our sales are up 300%. Come to my office. We need to talk about this now. And I was like, maybe the prize isn't as great as everybody thinks it's going to be.
Well, that was 200 years ago. I'm sure the guy that's running it now probably not going to give you a great prize either, but...
So, a lot of interesting stuff now. It's really cool.
Definitely stepped up the game in Vegas.
Yeah, I like it just because that hardcore mode is really awesome.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, because it adds another level of difficulty to it, which, I mean, a lot of people don't like more hard, you know, harder games, but that's what makes it fun.
A lot of people,
it keeps you invested in the game.
A lot of people
it changes
like it harder because all these new games that are coming out are so short, like 6-hour games, like...
I'm 10.5 hours into this game,
yeah.
I think, now, and I'm still, like, nowhere done.
But remember Army of Two? That game was hyped up so much, and it was, like, a 4-hour game.
I was going to say it was about 4 hours. Me and Josh plowed through that game.
Yeah, unless you played online, but, like, just if you just wanted to play the game mode, because I'm not a big online player, like, so I would just want to play a game and just play a good game, but all these games are so short and just, like,
well, honestly, I'd rather have 6 hours of really good gameplay
than
12 hours of drawn out, like, this
shitty.
Is just a filler episode, you
yeah.
know, like, I'm just running through here and managing fucking, or just, like, you know, popping a few guys, and then it's done.
Yeah,
know?
That's true.
But games like these open world ones,
amazing.
I don't care.
Dude, I like open world games.
You will make
it. I have, like, 380 hours clocked in on Oblivion.
Yeah, I don't know if I have that much, but I have a lot of gameplay in that game.
I was an excessive
games like
player.
These, you make it as long as you want to make it.
Yeah,
I'm really surprised that you didn't stick with Red Dead as longer than you did. But you pretty much 100% of that game.
Yeah,
is Red Dead really fun?
I did
bored.
Everything.
I
that's
I
why.
But
I did everything.
Yeah,
it's not like a Fallout where they packed in all this side stuff. There wasn't that much side stuff.
Yeah,
there's maybe like.
Like, one, every now and then
it was the
stranger
missions. That was it, and there's, like, 10 stranger missions. And I did all that. I literally...
Yeah, there's an achievement for doing 10, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I literally did everything in the game. It told me I did everything in the
game. So is that a short game, though? Or is it a long
no,
game?
No, it's a pretty long
game. It's pretty long.
I actually have a thing to tell you, actually, about that game that a lot of people don't know. You can get that 100%ing the game without even finishing the campaign. Without even finishing the storyline.
Oh.
the storyline doesn't pertain to the 100%.
Yeah, yeah, it doesn't. Oh, wow. It doesn't.
It's weird.
Yeah.
I met a guy that had the 100% achievement, and he hasn't even finished the campaign. Finished
yet. Yeah.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, I mean, you can technically 100%, but you're not really done.
Yeah.
Right.
That's cool, though. I don't know. I've never really... Whenever I play it, I've never played the game mode. I just screw around, and I don't want to kill people, because everybody comes after you.
Fucking, you had some army guys chasing you forever.
Nah.
It
was all a misunderstanding.
Yeah, that's true.
I just like to jump on... What is it? Just a horse, and try lassoing people.
Yeah, that's fun.
And then drag them along.
Drag them
away. Hog tie a lady and put her on the train tracks, and you'll have some fun.
You can do that?
There's an achievement for it.
Yeah. How do you hog tie?
You lasso them, and then when you walk up
to
them...
Yeah, you get close to them and hit, like, Y or something like that.
Oh, okay. And then you just move her to the train tracks?
Pick her up and walk her over to the train tracks and put her down and wait.
That sounds amazing.
Or I had a bunch of funny moments where, like...
I want to see that.
I told you about this one. I was doing some mission where I was going underneath a bridge, and I got off my horse to check out, like, this caravan that was down on the side of the road. And it was another ambush type deal, and I killed all the guys and everything like that. And as I was coming up, I saw a hobo living under the bridge, pretty much. He had a little campfire sitting around next to it, you know, doing hobo shit, you know. And fucking, I'm done, you know, dealing with all these things, and all of a sudden I hear someone going, Hobo walked into his own fire. He turned around, and the dude was on fire, like, running around, like, you know, waving his arms in the air, just screaming, ah! Funniest thing in my life, dude. It was just, like, inconspicuously. I was just there doing my own thing, heard screaming, turned around, this guy running around on fire.
I like that video you made of it. The first 10 minutes of that,
like, was all Terry.
That was Terry.
Yeah,
that was funny. Then the horse that was stuck in the ground.
Yeah, glitched into the ground and was just running full speed.
That game had a lot of glitches.
Yeah. It did it at first. Yeah, they fixed a lot of them, but yeah. I'm sure there's still some in there.
Yeah,
but those open world ones, you gotta have glitches, or you don't have to have, but they are. My Xbox is froze twice now. Once on Terry and two
on Vegas.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you see the?
I actually just lost a bunch of stuff that I just did, so. A little tee out about that.
You see the bug with that, what's his name, the very first guy you meet in Vegas?
The doctor?
Yeah.
No.
He's bugged sometimes. It'll be like an exorcist thing, where like his head will start turning this way, it'll spin down and come around, and come back up, and then when he stands
good
up,
doctor.
When he stands up to help you up, he'll like be like this, and he'll be floating over to you. There's a video of it. It's amazing.
Wasn't there a few glitches in that game that were just like crazy, and then they like had they blocked them really fast, but a few people caught this glitch. I forget what it did, but I just remember.
Fallout, or are you still talking about Red Dead?
Red Dead.
Oh, we're talking about Fallout.
Oh wow, really?
Oh yeah, that was Fallout.
Oh okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I know there was it was Donkey Girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For Red Dead. What else? It was a bunch of stuff that went wrong.
Donkey Girl was a random lady you find out in the wilderness that had the body of a lady but a head of a donkey, and you can ride her.
Oh, that's right.
They should have left that. I wonder if you were able to keep her. Like, if you went to the thing and it becomes yours. Because you can go out and tame horses, and if you want to keep it, you got to go and lasso it or tie it up at, like, one of those bars that are in front of, like, saloons and post. Shit. Yeah, the hitching post. And then it becomes yours. And then every time you call a horse, it's that horse.
Oh, okay.
And
how do you tame a horse? That's just it. You just
get on one of your horses, your horse, and then you lasso one, and then you gotta pull it in as you're riding back up to it, and like hold it still, get off your horse, and keep pulling it towards you. Then you hop on it, and it does like this little mini game where you gotta
like bucking Bronco.
Yeah, and then you gotta tame it. Bullshit. Fucking hated that and cattle herding. And
so I take it wasn't
cattle herding
fun.
Was so. Pointless.
It was just, it was just pointless. That's all it was.
What was it for? Just time waster?
Yeah, I mean, I
saw
a
some missions required
horse,
you
like,
to do
I
it.
I need a white horse.
Oh, okay. Cattle would sound like it would suck.
Yeah, because you have to, like, fucking serpentine behind them, and then, like, lightning goes off, and they're like, and they'll get all retarded and start running off.
I think I saw you doing those things before, and you just have to keep running and hitting them, then coming back and doing it on the side, just looked like it sucked, not gonna lie.
It was not fun. I did not like it. But overall, it was a good game. I liked it. I wouldn't have kept it either, Terry. You know, I think that game probably would have been
the only reason I did it was for Halo. And I kind of regret it.
Yeah.
Because I don't even play Halo that much.
You otherwise, did it for Reach, I would have.
Reach. No, what?
I didn't know when you did it.
I did it for Reach.
What'd you do?
Well,
ODST had been out for like a year before Red Dead. Yeah.
He traded in.
I traded it in for to pick up Reach. And I don't even play Reach that much.
I got a hard drive now.
Did you?
Yeah.
Finally went on.
Can you download games onto your hard drive? On your system?
Yeah, you can get games on demand. You got to pay for them, but
what if you buy the game? Can you put it on your system?
You can
burn it, but you still always have to have the CD in there to verify it. But then the CD doesn't spin as you play.
Oh, okay.
So it's quieter, and the load times are usually faster.
But you have to keep the game.
You have to keep the game in there. But before you even just consider buying a game like Fable 2,
yeah,
if you don't own it already, just get it on Games on Demand, and then you just play it right off of your box, and you never have to switch CDs.
Oh, okay.
You know, and there's a bunch of games that are on demand.
Is it just the same price?
But I think you have to be connected to the internet always,
yeah,
for it to, so it can run the DRM shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But if I had a new 360, it'd be online anyways because we have wireless.
And this is wireless, and so it's super fast.
Yeah.
But your router has to be in as well.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think I have a nice router. I don't think Glenn does, but
I don't think it's N.
N stands for nice.
Oh. Yeah. It stands for nitrous.
I spent like $100 on my router.
Did you really?
On my wireless one, yeah.
Wait, that white one? The Netgear?
No, it was like 80.
Well, then it better be N.
It wasn't N because you bought that a while ago. You bought it before N was even out, so you just bought it at the regular price when those were at.
Okay.
That router is probably like $30 or $40 now.
Fuck.
I know. That's technology, though.
Yeah, that sucks.
Wireless Ns are about 80 to 100 now.
Man, but they're super nice.
Crazy fast.
It would it just be better just to run a wire into this thing then?
No. The wired on the old routers only goes up to 100 megabits a second.
But if I don't have in.
Huh?
If I don't have the in router.
That's what I'm talking about. The regular routers?
Yeah.
Just like the router I have here, the one you have.
Yeah.
Wired speed is only 100.
Mm-hmm.
Wireless is like 56.
Okay.
And wireless in. Wireless, the wireless of wireless in goes up to 300.
Wow.
And then the wired, I don't remember how fast that one goes.
But see, so it wouldn't matter for me either way then, huh?
It depends on your internet, too, because, I mean, if you have a router that's faster than your internet.
I think we just got Xfinity, the Comcast Xfinity, so that might make it faster.
It would, especially for your wireless.
Yeah.
It'll save you time from doing all the things, but you got to get a new card for your computer as well.
Oh, for in?
It's a whole new, like,
Cards are cheap, though.
I don't know about in cards. I don't know. I haven't
looked. My card for my computer like $5, though. Like, it was dirt cheap.
Yeah, it was like $12.
Yeah. Oh, well. I need to do some stuff to update my computer. It's getting a little old. I need a new terabyte.
Yeah.
Alex tell you his computer died?
Huh?
Alex tell you his computer died?
Yeah, I saw his power supply exploded. Sucks for you. It sucks, too, because I just gave away, like, a 550-watt power supply.
Oh, wait, I think I remember that.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's funny. That you sucks will be for him, missed. But it happens.
Yeah.
Shit happens.
It doesn't happen to me.
Huh?
Doesn't happen to me.
It hasn't happened to me yet, either.
I've never had a problem with the power supply.
As your computer goes...
Now, my power supply will run for a very long time. It's a high-quality one. I think he got, like, one of those cheapo ones, like the ones that have, like, gray casing around them.
Right? Oh.
And, like, the rainbow-colored wires.
I have a decent power supply.
You have a really good power supply.
Okay. You wanted it for a while.
I still want it. But I'm very, very content with mine.
I thought yours was a good one.
Oh, yeah. It's good. It's Corsair. Everything Corsair makes is a fucking top-notch.
I was talking to my roommate, and I think my computer, because I leave it on a lot. I've been turning it off, trying to turn it off at work, but I think it's been charging up the energy bill a lot.
It depends on what you're doing.
Torrents. I leave those on when I go to work.
All day, every day. 24/7.
Yeah. You...
Or I like
well,
to
my computer, my motherboard has a like low to, power mode.
I like to have multiple games playing.
I actually just switched mine to high power.
Did you?
Wait. Yeah.
What?
You can change your power settings in this. I switched it to high.
I think that's just for your monitor.
No. Power settings for the computer. I got you right now.
No, I know what you're talking about. I know the screen you're talking about, but I usually only mess with those on laptops.
Why would a high-powered...
Yeah, you could do it for a desktop.
Like, what would high-powered
It'll help your performance a little bit, because it gives more power to your hardware.
Oh, okay.
Because as of default, it's like a balanced power setting.
Yeah,
you have it on high performance, too.
What kind of power supply do you have? How big is that?
I think it's like the one you have.
750?
No, you don't have the same one he has.
We just went all out.
His is a 750.
Well, I know. I mean, like the same brand.
Cooler Master.
Yeah.
We just went all out when he built my computer.
Yeah, I think you have a 550.
Yeah,
or
mine's lower. Mine's five or six. It's 550 or six. I don't know. It's 550 at least.
Mine's 400. But it's much more powerful than most 550s and 600s.
Yeah.
And it's probably on par with yours.
I don't believe you.
No?
No.
Did a lot of research on it.
I've had no problems with mine. Mine's a nuclear power supply.
Yeah.
There you go.
You're pretty much future-proof for a while.
You're completely
green. My computer's
green.
Pretty quiet, too. I'm happy with how quiet it is.
It's extremely quiet.
I can't tell if it's on or not. Mm-hmm. I, like, if my lights are on in my room, I have to like walk up and like look and be like, oh, the lights are on, all right.
I can tell when my computer's on maybe a few times a week, because that's when I know it's dirty.
Yeah. And it's usually I'll start hitting the keyboard, just like spacebar, all right, come on, turn on monitor. Monitor, oh, hit the power button.
I actually have to clean mine probably about once a week.
Yeah, mine's...
I have my radiator.
Yeah, I saw that. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention then. I can tell because, like...
I forgot you had a radiator.
Yeah. I gotta be careful with it.
So how do you clean it? Should I just buy one of those air cans and just...
every once in a
while?
Yeah, you'll be fine with it.
Because last time we cleaned it here was the last time I've cleaned it.
No, you...
6 months ago?
Do that immediately.
It's white. The outside is white right now, right around my speaker. Is that really... So...
Serious bad.
Okay.
Because dust is an insulator, so you're basically just giving your computer a coat.
Okay. Luckily, I haven't played anything that really works my system a lot, though.
Just running it, you're killing it right now. You're slowly killing it. Heat is a killer of computers.
I hope I turn it off.
That's probably why his power supply exploded. There's probably a shit ton of dust in there.
I know the first time he had started having problems with the power supply, it was because it was dirty. It was like Christmas time in there.
I'll do that tomorrow when I get tomorrow night.
It's weird because like every now and then I'll clean someone's computer or fix it for them, like Ryan's.
Mm-hmm.
And for people who aren't computer savvy, they don't know to clean out your computer. They just think, you know, turn it on, let it go. You know, they may not leave it on all the time, but you know they'll.
Cleaning it is the furthest thing from their mind.
Exactly. They just know if it's broken, it's either Best Buy or find the nerdiest friend that you can, you know. And so.
I always think about cleaning it. I just never really. I don't know.
Yeah, the dirtiest computers I've ever encountered or even seen comparably to anything online was at my last job.
Oh, yeah.
These computers were pretty much on for 12 years and never cleaned.
Wow.
And I went in there and then I fixed one like broke.
Right.
And I had to open it up to check it out and I saw the inside and it was, you couldn't see anything.
It was just
a coat, everywhere.
Right?
Everywhere.
It's like snow came and blanketed the entire
thing. And it's like thick, too.
It's super thick. Yeah. Like, I could write stuff in it, and you could legibly see it. I had to take out... I went to my boss's office, took the computer, and put it on his desk, and says, I'm cleaning every single computer in this office. This is completely unacceptable. And this was before I was even the IT manager. Like, I was
the IT manager there? I didn't know that.
Yeah, for a year and a half.
Oh, wow.
And he's like, all right, go ahead. I really liked him. He's a good boss. And so I would go out into our warehouse with our shop vac and sit there and slowly brush it all out and suck up all the dust. And I had to
dark
take
times.
Some apart. Like, I had to take some of the power supplies apart, like, unscrew them, break the void, void the warranty on all of them, and, like...
You had to void some warranties.
Yeah, and, just to get all the dust out of these things, I had to, like, take processors off and, like, take apart the heat sinks to get all the dust out. So bad.
At least you didn't have to worry about,
I honestly didn't know how they were running still.
At least it doesn't matter if they got voided warranties, because...
Yeah, the warranties probably ran out a while ago.
Anyway. Oh, yeah, they were old computers, you know. Single core.
I wonder how my computers at the bank are. Because I'm sure they're always running all day, but...
Those are the worst computers.
They're inside of cabinets with closed doors. And I don't think there's any breathing. You open that up, and it's just heat coming out at you.
Well, once it starts getting cold, you'll have a nice little heater.
Oh, yeah, it's
going to
be open all the time.
Open all of them. Just heat that whole area.
It's inside of Rayleigh's. It's pretty hot in there. And it's when it's hot, it's hot.
So many chicks in there. So hot.
Yeah. Dude, I had... Yesterday, it was so funny. I had this lady. She's like a mom with like four kids. She's like 35. And she was...
She's like 22.
She was hitting on my boss. Like, hardcore. Like, oh, do you have a girlfriend? Do you have this? Like,
because I need a
tonight?
Husband.
And he's 24.
Take care of my damn kids.
He's 24. She's a singer, and she goes to clubs and sings all the time. But it was like, really? Like, wow, you're a customer. This is why you come in every day.
See the big, handsome manager man.
Mm-hmm. Got
the
big hands.
Hands big enough to hold my kids.
Maybe do some handiwork. Broken cabinet.
No, really, I need someone to take these kids away from me.
I'm an ill-fit mother. Legally, I should not be in charge of these kids anymore. Take them to the clubs, and I lose them because I get so drunk.
And then she hinted about not wanting anything more than just sex.
Well,
to him.
Her.
It was
I don't know
popular.
How you can hint that.
Huh?
I don't know how well you can hit that.
Just
read this.
I don't know. My boss was just telling me about it. He was like, yeah, I've hooked up with older women before. And he was like, yeah, but it wasn't really relationship or anything. It was just... And she was like, oh. And she kind of just gave him
that
look like, I'm into that.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Okay. Well, you have my number.
Also have your bank account.
Also have your social, your...
Yeah.
Are you still banking at Tri-Counties?
Yeah.
Nice. How's your accounts working out for you?
Fine.
How are your accounts?
Still treats me really nice.
Who is?
Lisa.
Oh, Lisa. I haven't
talked to Lisa Poole.
I need to send her a message. Be like, hey, Lisa.
Yeah.
So what are you doing to protect your identity, Dwight?
I already have that.
You have under? Nice. How'd they sell it to you?
Very well.
I brochure. I was like, oh, whatever.
$5 a month?
Yeah.
Nick told me, and he was like, all right, this is how we're selling it. So, imagine tomorrow you wake up, there's somebody opening a credit card, $10,000 in your name. What do you do? Most people say, go to the bank. And know what we're going to say? That sucks. We can't do anything. And so you get this, and then we don't have that problem. How's that sound? All right, we're going to open this for you.
No, I'm just going to go ahead and do it for you.
We're just going to open.
You've already purchased a whole year of this.
Nick,
we've actually had you on this for the
Nick
whole year.
Nick did it, and he was talking. The lady was like, I don't know what I would do. And Nick was like, Sam, go get me some of the brochures.
He's still working with Trico?
No,
I thought he moved
my boss is Nick.
Oh, right.
Nick Vollmer. Nick Vollmer was like, Sam, go get me those. Go get me the.
Call him Nicky V.
Nicky V. He said, Nicky
V. That's a good name.
Nicky V was like, Sam, go get those brochures. She's going to open an account. And she was like, I didn't even say yes. He was like, you're going to open it. And he just like, and she was like, all right. And two accounts. Two
well
ones.
Played, sir.
Yeah. And she was like, you're a good salesman. And he just laughed. It was awesome, though.
That's an interesting sales
That
technique.
Actually just sounds like something Nick Tidball would do.
Yeah,
that's his line.
You don't
like,
say
right there.
That's called heavy-handed sales.
You tell them you're going to open it. If they don't open it, if they don't disagree with you, then you just open it for them.
I'm just going to do this, and you're just going to take it.
It's more like, all right, we're going to set you up with this, and if they don't say no, then you're like, all right, well, here, just sign here. It's $5 a month, and have a good day.
If they say no, you say, okay, we'll sign here, and that'll be it.
And we won't talk about this anymore. Won't ever bring this up again.
Just sign here so that we know you're saying no.
It's like Dwight in the apology letter. He had to have everybody sign their name to say that they accept his apology.
Yeah.
And then he was like, all right, sign off on the,
yeah,
the attendance
had to
sheet.
Sign in on the attendance, yeah.
That was good. But.
Fable 3 comes out Tuesday.
I'm so excited.
It's
Force Unleashed also comes out too.
Giants are going to win the World Series.
It's
I'm
becoming
so
less and less bearable how I'll go in the back at work and there'll be a stack of new releases and Can't do anything with them. Just
I was
look
there
at them.
When Israel got the shipment of all the Fable 3 stuff. It was just like 17 boxes.
No. I'm afraid I can't just take one.
Like, put the little slit in the top so that you can just pop it out and play the game. And then
they have a resealer at their, in their store.
We do.
They could just reseal the package.
So you just open it up and reseal it.
Except it's not the same seal.
Yeah, it's like a thicker plastic.
It's
well, you
actually
the little
thinner.
Slit. And
is
then
it?
Yeah, the ones it comes with are a lot nicer and thicker.
Hmm.
But
nobody's
ours is like,
know.
It's a shrink wrap, so it's like,
oh, okay.
Nobody's
it's really thin.
Know.
You have to heat it up. And
I saw the collector's edition is pretty cool. It's like a big book.
Yeah, it's like a book.
And then, like, you have to, like, unlatch it, and you open it up, and the game's right there, and then it comes with, like,
cool.
playing cards and a guild seal and stuff like that. I didn't get that one.
That'd be cool. You just put the little slit on the top, pop your game out, and then you just put it back, and you keep the game, and then you're like, oh, man.
Oh, whoa, what happened here?
What happened
factory defect.
The factory just must... Oh, here, I'll just, here's another one.
Well, I'll just take the case if nobody wants it.
I collect it.
There you go. I got the case and the game.
I got a Fallout case and I don't have the game.
Thanks but see, now anybody at GameStop now knows the trick and so now it's bad. Because they all listen to this. Sorry.
We are all terrible people.
Yeah, it's true.
We are trained to be terrible.
Shit happens.
No, I'm stoked for the game. I have 2.5 days to try to get in as much Fallout as possible.
I really want to play it, but I know I'm not.
I'll show it to you.
I know I'm not going to be able to play it for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, just until I buy 360. When that, who knows when that's going to be, because I never have any money.
Tomorrow.
Well, you can get the old ones, you know, for really cheap.
They just raised
the
price.
Used one.
Don't throw something like that.
GameStop.
Did they really?
Yep.
Huh.
How much?
They
so
raised
that,
the price
what, 130
bucks,
now?
So it's, yeah, 130.
Don't throw that kind of thing in my face. I only
controller.
Want the new one.
Yeah.
Because
they're
look
nice.
At
they're quiet, too.
They're nice and quiet.
They're hot.
Get the,
they get very hot.
Kinect bundle.
Yeah, it's like $400.
Yeah.
What do you
but
get
you
off of that?
Kinect. I don't get anything.
They don't get commission.
I don't get any commission or anything.
Yeah.
GameStop
so
gave a little bit.
People look at us like we're
crazy.
We're, you know, trying to play them, but we don't get
anything.
Yeah,
a lot of people don't understand that, you know, just because we're trying or they're trying to sell you big sales and stuff, it's not because they make commission, it's just because it's a better deal.
We'll tell you about the better deals, otherwise it's because they make us.
I always ask people if they're trying to sell me hardcore, I'm like, so you making commission on this? Or and a lot of like, and just start bullshitting you, they'll always be like no or yeah or whatever, and I'm like, alright, cool, well I don't want to buy it now, but give me your card and if you're making commission I'll buy it from you. And they're like, all right, cool. Yeah. Some guy, I said that to some guy in Chico. And I was like, I'm in Sacramento. I'm just not looking. I'm just looking right now. I'm not looking to buy. And he was like, all right, that's fine. And he still helped me. Like, I didn't even say that. And so he was like, yeah, dude, look, I'll give you $100 off if you drive up to Chico and buy it from me. And I was like, sweet, sold. You got my business now. And like, so he, for a watch, it's a $400 watch, or $350 watch. And he said, yeah. If you drive up to Chico and buy it, I'll make sure you get $250 for it. And I was like, sweet.
You bought a $250 watch?
I was thinking about it.
Oh.
Never called him back.
$360 money right there.
It could be, but it's more of just it's pretty much something I need with, like, it just looks good when you have a nice watch and you're at your bank. Like,
fucking you buy yourself a $300 360, you strap that shit to your wrist, that looks good. Right? You can hook that shit up to a TV and watch the time.
It just looks really professional when you have a watch and like
everybody has watches
stuff.
Though. No one has 360s on their wrist.
I don't know.
You're setting yourself apart.
I want something small. I don't need something big and bulky.
Well, you're gonna knock over everything on your desk for sure.
Yeah.
You can try to reach
your chest, wrap it around your chest, and then like hook it up to like a power supply so you can hit it and it goes bing. You put a CD
see,
in.
You do that every time you make
and,
a sale.
Like,
see, the watch I was trying to the watch I was trying to find was like, I don't know, it was like three or four pennies. Like,
how
it was just really thin.
How far are you in Scrubs again? You're not past season one?
I'm like four episodes till the end.
Have you seen the sex gong yet?
Sex gong?
Yeah.
I think I've seen that episode a while ago.
Get yourself a mini gong for at work every time you make a sale.
Ding.
Ding. It'll make your customers laugh every single time.
Guaranteed. And then they'll want to buy more stuff.
Yep. And then
you force them to buy. I'm just going to put this and this on.
Your coworkers too, because they'll hear that going off all the time.
Or they won't.
Yeah, or they're like, what's wrong? So,
That'd be awesome. And I'm just like, I need to make a sale so I can
so
ring
you don't
this
look
bell.
Like a fool.
I have to ring the bell. And you can't ring it unless it has a sale.
And it's just a small one. Just doom.
Just a
that's not a gong.
Why did my phone just turn off?
I don't know.
Giants are going to the World Series. I just have to say that because I'm very excited.
You said that already.
That just happened. Literally like an hour or two ago it just happened.
Yep. Congratulations, Giants.
It was pretty awesome.
You're a giant.
And at least they're doing something because we know the Raiders, the Niners aren't.
Well, it's two different sports.
Why did my phone turn off and why do I have no battery now? It's really flipping out on me.
It may not, USBs may not work when the screen's closed.
Brandon Matthews. Oh, Brandon.
Someone's calling you?
I don't want to talk to Brandon. Brandon across the street.
Red is, you are podcasting right now. That is not the time you answer.
This is not podcast time. This is, sorry, Brandon. We're dead busy.
I didn't know his last name was Matthews.
Yeah.
He has two first names.
Ricky Bobby. He has two first names.
But yeah, Fallout's amazing.
Oh yeah,
Fable 3 is going to be just as amazing.
It looks so cool. Fun. It looks retarded.
I don't know. I like the immersiveness that Fallout is, but the storyline in Fable is usually a little bit more.
Fable 2 was so much. I thought it was so much fun.
There's a lot of extra to the game too. That's not just the game, you know, like managing housing.
Like me, sitting there for 3 hours doing building.
Upgrading houses.
Upgrading my.
Work. Yeah, you were. He was just making swords for like 2 hours.
Yeah, I was max level on my swords, and that took so long. But I make so much money off those.
Yeah.
Like I started just rolling in money, and I just started buying everything.
Yep. I bought. Everything. Like, yeah. I got the achievement for owning, like, half a million.
Yeah. I think I own that now,
or
too.
2 million, something like that.
I think I'm close to that, and just have all the houses fully bought, like, fully...
Upgraded, yeah.
Upgraded, and...
I'm missing, like, 5 achievements.
That was so much fun. I miss that game so much.
It's a good game.
Yeah. It was...
That's
the one thing. If I do get a 360, I'm buying Fable 2 and Fable 3. That's pretty much the only reason I want 360. And then I'm going to buy PS3 for Little Big Planet.
Yeah, I suggest getting Fallout as well for the 360.
No,
you should.
PC.
It'll keep you from doing all that shit.
I'd rather PC. Mm. I don't know, I feel right with the controller, because I've been PC gaming for so long now.
Well, same here, but like, when I first started playing this New Vegas, I was like, I still kind of prefer the PC.
These new controllers do not make sense.
You get used to it.
The only controllers that make sense are the 64 controllers.
That's the one that makes the least sense.
There's fucking... No, the GameCube one was the worst one
that
for
was,
me.
Well,
I didn't understand
so
that
see,
one.
The GameCube one was at least normal. I don't get what the 64 one is. Really? Why do you have...
Don't try to make sense of 64.
But why? But yeah,
the middle one was for
but
your
yeah,
dick.
That's a great system.
The middle one was for your dick. You're supposed to hold the outside and do this.
Oh, that's
I learned that real quick.
You gotta pick up on that right away.
I need to. Start.
I was at the store and I was like,
I've never
in the store
right here.
I've never played that naked. Maybe I was wondering.
You don't have to do it naked.
I was wondering about the little loop.
If you're talented enough.
There's a little loop attachment that you can put on the joystick. Just strap it in and you're just good. Man, that is awesome.
A lot of people didn't buy that attachment because they didn't know understand what it was.
No.
Yeah, that's
sweet. Now I know.
Mm-hmm. You know what controllers I do hate?
What?
PS3 ones.
Why?
It's not because I'm an Xbox fanboy, because
they weigh half an ounce.
They weigh half an ounce, so like it kind of feels like I'm holding nothing. The joysticks aren't concave.
Oh, they're slick.
They're rounded over, so like your hands, your thumbs fly off.
And
of
once
all
you
time.
Get sweaty, it's kind of like
their triggers are the same way. They're not even triggers. They're rounded buttons like bumpers. Yeah.
You can
and
get
then,
the little,
like, they slide up. Yeah, you can get you gotta get attachments to make the controller worthwhile. Like, you gotta get the chat pad so it has some weight. Then you gotta get the trigger attachments, and then you gotta get these, my extensions.
I do have to
just to make
say,
that playable.
I like the PS3 controller better because I've grown up on PlayStation. And so I just that's more natural for me than the 360.
Well, I grew up on the PS2. PS1 was my very first system,
yeah,
and then
me
I
too.
Owned a PS2 as well.
But
then I got an Xbox, which I played both of.
The 360 one does make a lot of sense, though, just
it's
how it is.
It's much more comfortable in your hands, because your hands are more relaxed.
Yeah.
You know? Granted, they are a little on the heavy side, but it's good.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it. The D-pad needs work.
Yeah.
I'm still having troubles, like, getting the diagonal hotkeys. Another thing that sucks, fucking hate about Fallout right now, every time they take your weapons away, they erase all your hotkeys. Every single time. Funny. So every time I get my weapons back, I gotta go into the menu, set off all my guns. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, you get good at it, but still, it
takes
like,
a second, but it's still pain. Yeah,
it's still something I shouldn't have to do.
Right.
You know. So that's another thing that sucks.
Oh.
But that was a good podcast.
It was.
You guys want to end it here?
I'm
just kind of rambling now.
Yeah.
To the showers. Just getting there, you hit the showers.
Time to hit the showers. Podcasting in the showers.
Yeah, we're gonna go hit the showers.
Don't drop the soap.
Yep. See you guys later.
Bye, guys. Till next time.